Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Carrie Fisher's untimely death last month reminded many people of her struggles with mental illness and how the force credited with doing so much good in the Star Wars movies she starred in didn't seem to be so forceful in her personal life. As we're seeing on Morning Prayer this week, however, the Bible provides insights into a force that really can overcome mental illness. We've seen some ideas from the Old Testament. Here's the most famous example from the New Testament. Christ Jesus once met a fellow who was clearly suffering from intense mental illness. He lived among tombs. He cut himself. He behaved crazily. To use the Bible's words, he had devils long time, and no one could control him. Yet Jesus quickly healed him, got rid of all those crazy thoughts in his head. And when people came to investigate, they saw the man sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. The Bible doesn't really offer details about how this guy was healed, but it's clear there wasn't any time-consuming therapy, psychoanalysis, or medical regimen. Jesus was able to make the fellow see those evil thoughts flying out of him because they weren't really him, weren't his identity. Realizing that, the man was cured. And such cures are possible today. As Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." May we all go to God and see mental illness overcome. Amen.